Okay. Good morning, sisters. I'm happy to see, well, I can't see each one of you, but I'm happy that we're here together.
虽然我看不到大家，但是我很高兴今天早上看到各位。
You know, I call you sisters this morning because I recognize we're going to spend eternity together.
我叫大家姐妹们，因为我知道说我们在永恒里都在一起。
We're going to spend it in our Father's house.
我们会住在我们天父的家里。
This is what Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you that in my Father's house are many rooms, many mansions, it says there, but it really means many rooms.
主耶稣就是说在我天父的家里有很多就是房间，我们会住在一起。
Well, we're going to look at two more men that are in the New Testament this time.
我们这次再来看新约里的两个人物。
Now we're going to talk about Peter.
我们会讲彼得。
Peter, I believe we know he was in the inner circle that Jesus seemed to bring him into everything.
就是彼得是属于那个小圈子里的，就是主耶稣到哪儿都会带着他。
And he's probably the most well-known of the disciples.
他可能是这些门徒里面最出名的一个。
Something happened to Peter.
有些事情发生在彼得身上。
There came a testing time.
就是到了彼得受试验的时候。
We're going to talk about it just for a little bit.
我们就来讲一点。
Now, we see that Peter denied Jesus three times during the trial of Jesus.
我们知道主耶稣被抓受审的时候，彼得三次不认主。
Actually, Jesus had predicted this and told him that.
其实主耶稣在预先就告诉他了。
But he said, if all the rest of them do, not me.
但是彼得说，就算别人都离开你，我不会。
So he insisted he would never deny to Jesus. He would even die before he would.
他就是说我永远也不会离弃你，就算死我也不会不认你。
But we see he followed afar off, went into the area where Jesus was, and there when he was asked if he knew if he was one of the disciples, oh no, he wasn't, even to he cursed it.
然后呢，我们就知道当主耶稣被抓的时候，他就远远的跟着，后来就到了那个主耶稣被关的那个院子里边，大祭司的院子里边。后来就有人问他说，你就是他们一伙的，他说我不是，甚至到最后他发誓诅咒说他不就是跟主耶稣不认识。
We know suddenly a rooster crowed and he realized what Jesus had said and what he had done.
然后突然呢，鸡就叫了，他就意识到主耶稣所说的，然后他做了什么。
And we see he went out and wept bitterly.
然后我们就知道他出去痛哭。
Peter was one sad man.
这彼得这时候是一个很伤心难过的人。
He felt he was strong. He was following Jesus. He did all kinds of things.
他觉得自己很坚强，他跟随耶稣，他做了很多事。
But he didn't realize there was a weakness in his flesh.
但是他并不知道，其实他里边是有一个软弱，有个弱点的。
You see, actually, Peter needed this test.
其实彼得是需要这个试验的。
He was so sure of himself.
他很确定自己。
He was depending on himself, really.
他真的是就是很靠自己。
Because he said, you know, if all others, not me. But we see this is the very thing that happened to him.
然后他就说，就算别人都离弃你，我绝对不会离弃你。但是就是他离弃了，就是否认了主。
But you know, many times we may not even be aware of it. But sometimes things come that really we wonder why I failed this. Why didn't I do this? Why did I fail? And many times it's because Jesus wants us to see ourselves for what we are.
就是有的时候呢，我们其实是不了解自己的。当事情发生的时候，我们会说，我们怎么会在这方面失败跌倒呢？其实神是想让我们真的认识自己，知道自己里面是怎么样的。
So he tests us.
所以呢，神会试验我们。
And there's so many ways in our life that he does test us at times, but this is part of serving him.
在生活的很多方面，神会试验我们，但这一方面呢，是一个服侍的方面。
We can say a lot of things in ourselves. We can declare lots of things, but when we face the test, that's what really matters.
然后我们可以说了，说很多，也可以就是自己宣告很多，但是当我们面对试验的时候，那个才真正是显出我们到底是怎么样的。
He was a broken man.
现在彼得是一个破碎的人，一个很
伤心的人。A very sad man.
他非常的难过。
It said, I go back, I'm going back fishing, going back to what he did before.
然后他说我就回去打鱼，就回到他以前的重操旧业。
So during that period of time, there was some real, like David, when David fell, he wept, he cried day and night. There was an agony of heart that I failed the Lord.
就是当就像大卫当他跌倒的时候他真的是日夜他就非常的难过哭泣他说我让神真的是很失望
But we know the event when Jesus forgave him
我们就记得后边主耶稣原谅了彼得饶恕了彼得
So we see that something happened to Peter that made him a much different man
就是有些事情呢发生让彼得成为一个不同的人。
Now he failed when a little maiden girl accused him of being one of the disciples.
就算一个小使女就是问指责说你就是他们一伙的他就跌倒了。
This was just a little girl, no doubt she was a servant, and yet he couldn't stand even before this servant girl.
这个女孩子不过就是一个小小的女仆但是彼得在这样一个小小的女仆面前都站立不住
But as I said, something happened.
然后我们知道就发生了一些事情
And it happened on the day of Pentecost.
就是在五旬节的时候就有奇妙的事情发生
Jesus had told them to gather there and they had all been there and they had been praying and in unityCrying out to the Lord.
就是主耶稣说让他们要等在耶路撒冷他们就聚在一起他们就在同心祷告
And suddenly there came flames of fire and lit upon them and they began to rejoice and they even began to talk in other languages that others would hear a little later when they were outside preaching to them.
然后呢忽然之间呢他们就看到就是有圣灵如火焰显现出来分落在个人头上他们就都被圣灵充满按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来
You see, Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you alone.
主耶稣说我不会撇下你们不会让你们孤单一人
I'm going to send someone else that not going to be like me where at times we work together, but I'm going to send someone elseThat will live within you.
我会差遣另外一位来，他不跟我不像是我们这样子，就是好像，就是实体的这样在，但是他会和你们同在，会引导你们。
And it seemed like something very radical happened to Peter.
你知道现在对彼得发生了一个巨大的翻天覆地的改变。
He suddenly became very bold.
他忽然之间就非常的勇敢。
And he went outside and began to preach. And as they gathered, a great multitude gathered.
然后呢，他就站起来，他就彼得开始大声的讲道。有那时候有很多人聚集。
So we see as he preached and they listened, and actually the languages they said, "How come these men are speaking our language and we can understand?"
然后他们就很勇敢的，他就是彼得就这样子讲到，那听的人很多，这些人从罗马的各个地方来，他们就很惊奇说，他们怎么会用我们当地的语言来跟我们讲道呢？
And so now we see that Peter became very bold for Jesus.
我们看到现在彼得就为了主耶稣非常的勇敢，非常的大胆。
Still very human, but he is bold for the work of the Lord.
他仍然就是有人性但是他为了主的功他很勇敢
Even up to his death
即使这样子一直他这样很英勇很勇敢到死。
Peter was crucified.
我们知道彼得最后是被钉十字架了。
But they tell us that he said, I don't want to be crucified like my Lord. I want to be crucified upside down.
他最后说我不想像我主像我的主那样子被钉十字架他要倒钉十字架。
I think if this can teach us anything, it teaches us that we need the Spirit of God to fill our lives.
如果这个教我们任何事情呢就是教我们说我们的生命需要被神的圣灵所充满。
This is a promise from Jesus.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
That he would send this one that would live with us, that would live within us, that would speak to us, that would help us and give us strength when we need it to witness and strength to do the work of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing once we have been filled with his spirit and know that he is going to help us.
就是主耶稣所应许的他会差遣这位会住在我们里边和我们同在会给我们当我们为他做见证做主的工的时候他会和我们同在给我们力量就是当你被神的圣灵充满的时候那个是 一件很非常好非常棒的事情可以为主做工。
We're going to talk a little bit about Paul now.
现在我开始讲保罗。
In my mind's eye, I can see a man standing looking at a tragedy.
Look at what?
Looking at a tragedy. A terrible thing.
就是在我的心眼里面我可以想到一个人就是站起来看着面前发生的悲剧。
There were a lot of cloaks laying around on the ground before him.
在他前面就是有很多的这个死的人。
And then we follow his gaze, and we see he's looking at a young man.
然后呢，我们就看着这个人的一个他的顺着这个人的目光，然后这个人呢，就他的目光最后盯到一个年轻人身上。
This young man had been preaching and rebuking them for what they did for Jesus, and I'm sure in his heart the anger was rising up.
就是这个年轻人因为这个人呢他就是这个死的人呢他在指责这些人他们对主耶稣所做的这个年轻人心里就很愤怒。
And then they began to pick up stones and started throwing them at Stephen until he was dead.
然后这些人群呢就开始捡起来石头就开始用石头打那个斯提凡直到他死。
That young man was Paul that had watched that and had seen it and very satisfied with what had happened.
那个斯提凡所看到那个年轻人就是保罗，他看着斯提凡被打死，他心里心满意足。
He hated the Christians.
他憎恨基督徒。
And I believe he probably hated the name of Jesus.
我想他甚至恨耶稣的名。
But little did he know what was ahead of him.
但是他却不知道他前面要发生的事情。
He set out to kill Christians in Damascus.
他是出发要去大马士革去抓基督徒、杀基督徒。
But suddenly something happened to him.
但是忽然之间就一些事情发生了。
We see suddenly that a bright light andHe was blinded by it, and a voice said, why are you kicking against the pricks? Why are you so, in other words, angry with me? Why are you doing these things?
就是有一道大光从天上发光四面照着他就有声音说你为什么逼迫我你为什么这样子就是追杀我
And Jesus told him, I'm Jesus. And why are you doing this against me?
主耶稣说我是耶稣你为什么做这些来抵挡我
I think Paul had one of the most wonderful conversions, not that he was in agony, but such a wonderful conversion because he heard the voice of Jesus and the tremendous light. It was a revelation to him.
就是可能保罗的他的这个信主的经历是一个很特别的一个这样的一个经历。 虽然他很痛苦，因为他，但是他听到了主耶稣的声音，然后他看他有一个很奇妙的一个启示。
It changed his whole life.
这整个把他的生命都翻转过来。
After that, I won't go through all of it, but Paul eventually traveled across all the known world of the Roman world of that day.
但是后来我们知道，就是保罗就是走遍罗马的整个帝国。
He spread the message, started and established churches. He had a driven in a sense of purpose in his life.
就是他就是传讲福音，然后建立教会，他好像里边就有一种驱动他、燃烧他的热情。
You see, there was no place for Paul to be, what shall I say, that to feel that, this is something I don't feel like doing. I'm just getting weary. No, Paul never lost his ambition for God.
然后呢，保罗从来就没有说，哎呀，我这个不得不做，我都是对我要做的这些东西觉得好像累了、疲厌倦了。他一直是在里边为神是大发热心。
You know, it cost Paul something.
你知道这个保罗为此付出了很大的代价。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians 11th chapter.
让我们来看哥林多后书第十一章。
And the 23rd through the 29th verses.
十一章第23到29节。
I really want to read these because I want you to see what one man went through for Jesus. Because the love of Christ was in his heart.
就是因为主耶他在心里边对主耶稣的爱，这样一个人他所经历的。
Now he wrote to a church that was having all kinds of troubles.
他写信给这个有各种各样麻烦的这种问题的教会。
And it seemed like they were questioning even him.
这些人甚至在质问他。
And he went on to say to them, Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more.
他说，他问他们说，他们是基督的仆人吗？我说句狂妄的话，我更是。
This is what he said. In labor, more abundant. In stripes, go ahead.
我比他们多受劳苦，受鞭打是过重的。
In stripes, above measure.
他说，多下监牢。
And in prison, more frequent. In death, often.
就是冒死是屡次有的。
Of the Jews, 5 times, I received 40 stripes, save one.
他说被犹太人鞭打5次，每次40减去一下。
So he had been beaten 5 times with as many as 39 stripes each time. Then he says in 25th verse, 3 times was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day.I have been in the deep.
他说被棍打了3次，被石头打了1次，遇着船坏3次，一昼一夜在深海里。
This 26th verse, listen to this. In journey often, in peril of water, in peril of robbers, in peril by my own countrymen, in peril by the heathens, in peril in the city, in peril in the wilderness, in peril in the sea, and peril among false brethren.
他说又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险，盗贼的危险，同族的危险，外邦人的危险，城里的危险，旷野的危险，海中的危险，假弟兄的危险。
He said often he was weary, painful, and he often was hungry and thirsty.
他说他受劳碌，受困苦，多次不得睡，又饥又渴。
He said he was cold and sometimes it was a nakedness or maybe his clothes were thin, but he said he went on serving the Lord.
但是他多次不得时受寒冷赤身露体，他可能讲他衣服很单薄很冷，但是他继续的服侍神。
And the last thing he told him was, I have the cares of all these churches on him.
他说除了这外边的事呢，还有为众教会挂心的，对各教会的挂虑，天天压在我身上。
You see, he was ready to take up his cross, and I don't know any other figure in the New Testament that really went through all that Paul did.
他真的是就是背起他的十字架，我真的是想不起来在新约里面另外一个人物像保罗经历这么多。
Sometimes we think things that we go through are terrible. I'm going through a terrible time. I don't know how to face it. And if we looked at what Paul went through, I think ours would be just sort of just a little comparatively speaking.
然后有的时候我们会觉得，哎呀，我们的日子好艰难啊，经历了很多。但是我们如果看看保罗的，我们就说还好，我们经历的相比只是一点点。
I want us to understand that as we walk this Christian life, it's not going to be easy.
我想让大家明白，就是当我们过基督徒，就是作为基督徒在这个世界上生活的时候，这个日子不会容易。
You may not go through all Paul does, but down through life we go through many different things.
我们可能不会像保罗经历那么多的艰难困苦，但是我们也会遇到。
Some have gone through sickness. It's been very difficult.
有些人呢是疾病的折磨，非常的难过。
Some of you have lived in homes where it's been very difficult with the husband or the wife, and it seems like you would never get victory over it. But you know, God wants to give us victory in every situation.
有的时候呢，你是在你的家里，有的时候就是说，好像是给你的先生或者你的太太，你好像永远都不能得胜。但是你知道，神跟我们同在，他想让我们得胜。
As I said when I was talking about Peter, there are times that God has to test us. He knows us. He knows what we're going to do, but he wants us to know our weaknesses and where we must strengthen our lives through the Holy Spirit.
就是就像刚才讲到的彼得，神就是试验他，神是其实知道他会怎么，他里边是怎么样的，他会怎么做，但是神想让彼得看到自己的软弱，自己的需要，然后呢我们就是这样子依靠圣灵，让圣灵来稳固我们的生活，坚固我们。
You know, I think to myself, I hope I can have a testimony at the end of my life like Paul did.
我想想我自己的生命，我希望我能够在生命人生的最后能像彼得保罗那样子给一个见证。
In 2 Timothy, 4th verse, and 4th chapter and 7th verse.
在提摩太后书第四章第七节。
He says this.
彼得保罗这么说
I fought a good fight.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I think we should understand from here that we too are going to have some battles.
从这里我们知道说我们自己也要面对一些，也要面对征战。
But Paul said, I fought them and I won.
保罗说我打了我的仗，我也赢了。
There was victory in my life.
在我的生命中有得胜。
He went on to say, I have finished my course.
他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
That tells us something.
这就告诉我们。
That tells us each one of us has a path that God has laid out that only you and I can accomplish in life.
这就告诉我们，就是我们的每一个人的人生都有一个神为我们所设定的一个路程，只有你和我可以去完成。神给我们每个人量身定做的。
God has a plan for each one of us.
神对我们每个人都有一个计划。
He's not asking to be like anyone else.
他没有让你要求你去成为另外一个人。
But he knows what we can do and what we can be and what an example we are. He sets out our course.And Paul was saying, I finish my course.
神知道我们会是什么样的人，我们能够成为，我们会做什么，我们可以成为什么样的榜样。所以呢，他为我们每个人都有一个路程，但是保罗说，我该跑的路程我已经跑尽了。
And this is the secret, the next statement he said, because this is our victory. It's not how...We think we make it through. It's not by our own strength and power that we finish this course.
他就是秘诀就是在于 不是说靠着我们自己的力量我们跑进了这个路，而是或者我们自己就是得胜。
He said,
秘诀就在于
He said, I have kept the faith.
他说所信的道我已经守住了。
You see, he realized there was a partnership.
他说保罗意识到这个其实是一个合作，一个 合作伙伴的一个关系。
Then he and himself couldn't have made it.
他自己靠自己是做不到的。
But it's how he had learned to trust God.
他学会了怎么样真正的信靠神。
No matter whether he was in the deep of the water for 24 hours or if they were beating him, he learned how to trust God.
不管是在深海里一昼一夜还是别人这样的被打，他学到了 信靠神。
It's not going to be your talents. It's not going to be your abilities. It's not going to be your personality that's going to take you through the battles.
不是说靠你的才能，靠你的个性，或者靠你自己的力量可以让你就是走完这个，可以打这些仗，可以跑这些路。
It's going to be your faith in God.
而是你对神的信心。
That relationship between you and Him.
是你跟他之间的这种关系。
That understanding that you realize, Lord, I can't make it without you.
真正的是知道说神啊，没有你我就做不到。
Some of you are having problems today because you're fighting your own fight.
有些人呢是今天我们有问题，就是我们靠着自己的力量在打这个仗。
You're depending on yourselves.
你就靠着你自己的力量。
You use your own abilities and to try to solve things, but that's where we're fighting a fight that isn't going to be won.
就是我们靠着自己的能力在打这个仗，这样你打这个仗呢，这个仗你是打不赢的。
Even King David said, my hope is in God.
就算大卫王说我的盼望在于神，我的指望在于神。
When you read the Psalms, so many of them were David's crying out or David's praising God, where he had such a relationship that he knew that even as king, even though he went through battles and was never injured,in any of the wars that he was in, because he had faith in God.
就是大卫，如果我们去读诗篇的话，就可以看到很多次大卫王就向神呼求，因为他知道即使作为王，他能够打赢这些仗是靠的神，他跟神有一个很真实，一个很深切的关系。
Faith is our victory.
信心让我们能得胜的只有我们的信心。
And the word of God tells us the only way to build our faith is through knowing, reading, understanding the word of God.
就是神告诉我们唯一的能够增强我们的信心的就是靠着去真的是明白，去读，去考察，深究神的话语。
How often are we in the word of God?
我们有多就是我们读神的话语有多经常呢？我们是什么样的频率呢？
How often do we find our strength there?
我们有多少次是从神的话语里边得到力量呢？
You see, that's going to be our victory.
那个就是让我们可以得胜的。
Then we can say, like Paul said at the very end, he said, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness.Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance.
到最后我们就可以像保罗那样说，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，不单是就是按照公义审判的主到了日那日要赐给我的，不单赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Paul had gained the secret.
保罗已经抓住了这个秘诀。
Because he had faith in God, he knew that God was using him for his glory, and Paul could go through these things because he knew God personally.
保罗是他知道的，他做这就是他对神有信心，他知道他经过这一切是为了神的荣耀，因为保罗是真正的 他是个人的知道神。
Maybe some of you, your relationships aren't quite very, aren't quite close to the Lord.
也许我们其中有些人，我们跟神的关系其实没有那么亲近，没有那么靠近。
Sometimes you question him. Sometimes you feel like he's not there, that he doesn't care. But the problem is,
我们有的时候就开始对他有疑问，或者觉得他就不在那儿，然后就好像对他质疑。
The problem is you haven't read the word to see how he works.What he wants, how he loves you, how he cares for you, how he can strengthen you as you read his word and as it becomes the true faith of our hearts.
他问题就在于我们没有真正的去在他的话里看到真的是了解他是如何行事的，他是如何爱我们的，他是如何来刚强我们的，这样的在我们怎么样跟他有个这个真正的信心。
I trust that each one of us can get closer to him.
我相信神会让我们每个人跟他更靠近。
Put our trust in him, put our faith in him, and keep a communion with him.
就是把我们的信靠他，真的是把我们的信心放在他身上，跟他有一个就是很亲近的一个交流交通。
For this is the purpose that God has brought, has given his son for us. He wanted to come back in relationship with us.To have that relationship with a father and a child.
就是神把他的儿子给我们就是为了这个目的，让我们跟他有一个亲近的关系，就像父母和子女的关系。
Don't neglect it.
不要忽略这一点。
There's nothing more important than meeting with God.
没有什么比去和神相遇，去朝见去和神相遇，跟神花时间更重要的事情。
Many times early in the morning, the psalmist would that I've read in the Word of God. Early in the morning, they make fellowship with Him.
我们看诗篇的作者，他们在一大清早就跟神有这种联谊，跟神相通。
Actually, there's one place in the Old Testament where David said seven times during the day.He would lift his heart up and just talk to God. Just that fellowship as he walked along, as he did his work, he seven times, he was sure, I guess it was one of his principles, he would get in contact with God.
就是在大卫在诗篇里说，我一天七次就是向神祷告，就是他在一天做事情的时候，他会停下来，他会跟神说话，跟神有交通。
This only comes to us as we develop these things in our life.
这些跟神有这么亲近的关系，只有我们就是刻意的、在意的，就是在去发展这些，去培养这些。
So I trust all of us can say, Lord, I'm going to get closer to you. I want to get closer to you. I purpose to get closer to you.
所以我就相信我们每个人，其实我们都会。对神都想要说神啊，我想跟你更亲近，我也就是定义要跟你更亲近。
And I assure you, your life will be different.
如果你这样的话，我相信你的生命就会不同。
God bless you and thank you for listening.
神祝福大家，谢谢大家来上线来听课。
Just a word of prayer, Father. We are very weak in ourselves.
我们自己本身是很软弱的，我们没有力量。
Oh, we think we do sometimes, but then we come face to face with things that we don't know what to do about.
我们以为自己有力量，但是当我们面对到一些我们知道不知道该怎么做的事情的时候，我们知道自己的软弱。
Lord, help us to go to you, to find our strength, to get our purpose renewed, to put our trust in you. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
主啊，帮助我们就是到你面前，真的是依靠你，真的是从你那里得力量，也在你那里找到我们人生的意义。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Thank you and God bless.
谢谢大家，神祝福每一位。